When the fall of the city of Babylon was announced, the heavens rejoiced, for the time had come for the wedding of the Lamb. His bride, the church, was given fine white linen to wear, which is the righteousness of saints. The angel said to John, "Blessed are those who have been invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb." Then the heavens opened, and John saw a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. His eyes were like a flame of fire, on his head were many crowns, and his robe was dipped in blood. His name is the Word of God, and out of his mouth came a sharp sword. On his robe and on his thigh a name was written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The armies of heaven followed him, riding on white horses. Then an angel cried in a loud voice, calling all the birds to gather for a great feast. John saw the beast, that is the Antichrist, his allies and all their armies assembled for war. But the beast and the false prophet were taken and thrown alive into the lake of fire. Their armies were killed with the sword of Christ's mouth, and all the birds fed on their flesh. An angel came down from heaven, seized the dragon, that is the devil, bound him and threw him into the abyss, where he was imprisoned for 1,000 years. Then John saw the company of the redeemed sitting on thrones. The martyrs and those who had not worshipped the beast came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection, says John. When 1,000 years were over, Satan was set free to deceive the world once again. The armies of the nations came against the camp of the saints and the city of God. But fire, coming down from heaven, destroyed them, and the devil was thrown into the lake of fire, the place of eternal punishment. Then John saw a great white throne, and the one who was seated on it, and the dead, great and small, standing before the throne. Books were opened, and another book was opened, the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works. Death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire, and also all those whose names were not written in the book of life. John saw a new heaven and a new earth, where there was no sea. He saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God, prepared as a bride for her husband. He heard a great voice out of heaven saying that God would now dwell with men, and that there would be no more death, nor tears, nor pain. The Lord said he would make everything new, and would give to drink of the water of life to him who is thirsty. I am Alpha and Omega, he said, the beginning and the end. He who overcomes will inherit all things, but the place of the wicked will be in the lake of fire, which is the second death. Then John was given a vision of the bride, the wife of the Lamb. An angel carried him away to the top of a very high mountain, and showed him the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, shining with the glory of God. The city was of pure transparent gold, 12,000 stadia in length, breadth, and height, that is over 2,000 kilometers square. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, 3 on each of the 4 sides, with an angel at each gate. On them were written the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Each gate was a single pearl. The wall was of clear, shining jasper. It had 12 foundations, each one made of a different jewel, of unusual brilliance and color, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The street of the city was of pure gold, clear as crystal. The city had no temple, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. It does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. And the nations will walk by its light. The gates will never be shut, for there will be no night there. Nothing impure will ever enter it, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Then the angel showed John the river of the water of life, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood a tree of life, bearing fruit every month, and its leaves are for the healing of the nations. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city, and his servants will serve him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and they will reign for ever and ever. Then John heard the Lord declare, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, Come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come and take freely of the water of life. Christ says, Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen.